What are you doing to reach the younger generation? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Pastor Art Aris in Kingstone Comics, who is trying to reach kids with the gospel with his Bible comic book.
I think it's wonderful to see people reaching the younger generation through ways that will mean something to them. Because to be honest, not everybody is good at being like a youth pastor or a children's pastor to reach young people. The Word of God is very powerful, but if we don't read it out loud to them, they're not hearing it. I know you like to act out a lot of times when teaching young kids, then it's hard for them to sometimes grasp it.
Yeah. I think for younger people, when I was younger, I would sit at church and it was very, I'm not trying to be mean, but it was very boring. I didn't understand a word that the preacher was saying.
Yeah.
And it didn't help at all. And I felt I was just unengaged. And I don't think Jesus is super excited about that. You know, I think that we really do need to do things that engage the minds of young children and young adults and everyone, because Jesus was all about people from young to old. Look in the Bible. It says in Matthew chapter 19, verses 14, Jesus said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." That means they possess something of the kingdom.
And what he was saying, and I think a lot of times we can look at little kids or younger people like, oh, well, they're hard to reach, they're unreachable, hard to teach. And you see churches where they have a hard time even getting people to serve in the youth ministry or in the children's church because they're thinking, well, you know, I'd rather reach people my age. But to be honest, the heart of God is with the children and for us to reach them, because they are the ones who are going to carry on the legacy. They're going to be the next generation and they're going to know the Lord and help reach people. So we can sow a seed in these young people, just like Art is through his ministry and these comic books.
So I think it's important. Children's ministry is not babysitting. It is reaching the next generation, and it is important to do so with diligence and compassion.
And to find ways how to reach these young people that will mean something to them, asking the Holy Spirit, show me how to reach these young people. Let's hear from Art after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Pearl Walk Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. For the best Chinese food in Colorado, check out Pearl Walk on 120th Avenue in Broomfield. Sample their famous sesame chicken, or bring a group to dine on one of their special gourmet meals. Make plans now to visit Pearl Walk Restaurant, located in the Broomfield Plaza Shopping Center just east of Sheridan on 120th. Or call them at 303-465-3755. That's 303-465-3755.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenation.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Art Aris. He is executive pastor of First Baptist Church in Leesburg, Florida, but he's also the CEO of Kingstone Comics, and we're going to learn more about his newest release with this Bible comic. So let's welcome to the show, Art. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you guys.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about how this ministry of yours, the Kingstone Comics, came to fruition.
Well, two things. It was absolutely a God event. Is I managed a large children's ministry, directed a large children's ministry with hundreds of kids coming. A lot of them are really at-risk kids. And I was always struggling to look for materials to connect with them. The second thing was I would go into Barnes & Noble and see all of the kids sprawled out on the floor reading all the comics and graphic novels and manga and everything. And God just really began dealing in my heart about moving to media. I wasn't really anticipating comics, but there was really no alternative like a Marvel type company organization in the faith market, and really felt a compelling to do that. And we ended up, in fact, practically every artist we have has worked with Marvel in D.C. Matter of fact, one of our artists, her husband is a vice president at D.C.
Wow.
But we just really felt like we wanted to have something that really rivaled that. And matter of fact, my goal was always that when a kid picks up our comics or graphic novels, they can put it beside Marvel or D.C. and there's no difference between it. So we really jumped in. We saw that was a big space. And then obviously, because I'm a pastor, the Bible was of huge importance to me. So we spent 7 years doing the Kingstone Bible, and it's the most complete graphic adaptation of the Bible that's ever been done.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
So are you noticing, even within your own church, the children, are they gravitating toward reading these? And what to them really is making a difference in their life?
Literally, I just had a lady 2 hours ago that said, hey, my grandson has that child, my grandchild has that child, and she just loves reading this Bible. I've had people just like the last couple of days seeing this emails or pictures. The issue really is Bible engagement. I'm sure you've seen research by Barna and others even the last year or two about the precipitous drop in engagement. Among the millennials, about 33% are unengaged with the Bible, but it's even worse among teenagers. It's like almost 50% of teens never pick up the Bible in an entire year.
Wow.
And so you've got really precipitous drop in Bible reading, but at the same time, you've had the last 5 years, there's been like a 47% increase in the comics industry. So really what my mantra is to the church is, if we really want to intersect kids where they're at, comics and graphic novels is such a part of their culture, Bible reading is going down, let's try to do something to meet them at there. And so that's really why we produce comics, and that's why we recently produced a couple years ago a comic with Dr. Ravi Zacharias, the apologist, because he saw the need really to engage the next generation. Mm-hmm. And so we recently released a comic book on hell, and we used imagery that just looks like it's right off of AC/DC, because we really feel like kids are connecting with comics. And one thing I tell, because I'm a pastor and I'm all about evangelism, I say to pastors, I say, guys, listen, I've done all kinds of evangelism, all kinds of places, prison, overseas, different places. Take any type of event you're going to have. On one table, you put any text materials you want to have. On another table, you put comics and graphic novels. Just tell me where the kids go. And we're just seeing a huge level of engagement with our materials.
Wow, that's great.
And what age are these comics geared toward?
You know, that's such a great question. I get asked that all the time. And when we did our market research, when we designed it, because as I shared, I used to be an educator, we really shot for boys 10 to 13. But what we're finding is I have parents of five-year-olds say, my kid reads the cover off the book, I need to get another one. Lots of adults follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. Young guys are probably our biggest social media demographic. One of the graphic novels we did is called The Book of God, and it's a graphic novel to explain how we got the Bible, the process of how God gave us this reliable book, the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so we shoot for 10 to 13, but in reality, it is all over the map, from young kids all the way up to one lady. She wrote in, she's like 83, 84. I love your graphic novels. It's all over the place. It really is.
That's wonderful. Awesome. And when you're doing this, I can imagine that it brings more insight, of course, to the Bible, because people are very visual.
Yeah.
And I know for me, that would be helpful. Do you do it kind of apples to apples as far as, you know, content of the Bible? Or is it more like the message a little bit? Can you tell me
like
about
a paraphrase?
Yeah. How that works?
Yeah. We refer to this as a graphic paraphrase. We did have a Bible publisher that allowed us to use their content, you know, direct stuff. But we consulted a lot of different translations, and basically, the Bible, the way we have it laid out, is a three-volume hardcover trilogy. And we also have like soft covers and individual Bible comics, but we published it as a hardcover series, which, like, volume one is creation through David, and then volume two is Solomon through the intertestamental period, and then volume three is Christ through the Revelation. But what we did is we literally go through all 66 books, but we can't put in every single word. We can't illustrate every single word, or it would be a 58-volume Bible.
Take you your whole life, probably.
Yeah. We spent 7 years doing this. But it's something that somebody who's never read the Bible before can sit down and understand the theme of every single book of the Bible. And it does cover every story in the Bible.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
And what I like about it is that if you read this and then you read your Bible, you have a way to kind of see it visually too. So tell me a little bit about the hope for this as far as this ministry goes. Will you guys have a certain amount of these comics out? Maybe how many do you have now and how many you're shooting for and other areas you might be wanting to expand in?
Well, we have finished the Bible, and obviously we have a lot of other materials other than the Bible. Like Sony came to us to publish a graphic novel with a movie they had coming out. We've done another book with Randy Alcorn called Eternity. Mm-hmm. We just released a comic book on hell. We've got a series called 101 Questions about the Bible and Christianity. We've got Pilgrim's Progress. We've got one on Luther. So we're kind of like with a lot of different kind of expansive materials. But the big exciting thing that's happening right now is we are going into multiple languages. Wycliffe Bible Translators had me speak in Netherlands, and we have numerous Bible groups that are taking this because about 50% of the world is either illiterate or semi-literate. And so you have to have some graphic support to explain the Bible. Mm. Some of these languages are going to be years out before they have a Bible. Well, with the Kingstone Bible, if you have a lost neighbor who's got an interest in Christianity or about the Bible, this can help them understand the Bible. And even we hear from people of faith that I've had people say, you know, I never understood until I read it in this graphic Bible. So it's just really with a lot of people, especially a lot of us, so many of us are visual learners. The sequenced graphics combined with text, it really has a big imprinting on people because there's a lot of research. It's called the dual code theory of cognition. And it says basically images are processed one area of our brain, text is processed in another area. When you marry those together, the recall and retention is much greater. And I think we're seeing that with the Kingstone Bible.
That's wonderful. Where do people get a hold of you to get these if they've got little ones, they want to get this in their hands, or even for themselves, they want to get more information? How can people get in touch with you?
Just go to kingstone.co, or they can email us at AAAYRIS, my personal email, 3 A's, YRIS at kingstone.co, or they can call our office for more information, 352-728-1414.
Can you repeat your number again, please?
Yes, 352-728-1414.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Art, for all that you're doing and with this Kingstone Ministries and reaching this generation for the sake of the gospel and also to let people know what the Bible's all about.
You bet.
God bless you.
What I love is that God is using people today in order to reach the next generation. And I love it, using creativity mixed with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and just seeing how the Holy Spirit breathes today. Know today that you have tools to reach those who don't know Christ. Would you take a moment, look it up, and get involved? This is a day where we need to get the good news out to the next generation and onward. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Great Commission. Help us and give us the power to fulfill it with all of your might and power. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.